pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineups, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Sorry for the late arrival time, everybody. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals getting set for game three of the six-game set. Shorebirds coming in, having lost the first two games of this series to the Fred Nats, getting pummeled here the first two games, losing last night 15-4, and in the first game of the series by a final of 8-0. So we won't dwell too much on the past here tonight because we're already a little late for the pregame show. Shorebirds are dealing with a bevy of injuries. We've had two scratches here in the past hour in the Shorebirds lineup as they try to figure out who can actually play here tonight. We'll get you those Preston Auto Motor Group starting lineups eventually after our pregame interview here today, which we will rush into. It's Heston Kerstad. You might have heard of Heston Kerstad, the number two overall pick in the 2020 draft. Now here with Shorebirds 2 years later, he has been playing exceptionally well. So without any further ado, please welcome Heston Kerstad to the Shorebirds pregame show.
Here on the Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by Shorebirds outfielder Heston Kerstad. Heston, well, it's been now about 3 weeks that you've been with the Shorebirds, and I think everybody can safely say that you have gotten perfectly acclimated here. You're hitting .420 over the first 3 weeks, and I don't think anybody would have faulted you if you came out and only hit .150 or never got a hit in the first 3 weeks. What does it mean to you that the first 3 weeks have gone by and you literally haven't missed a beat from the last time you played?
It's just to be good, playing baseball again every day. It's a lot of fun, and, you know, the stats are there, but I've just been focusing on my process, my approach, and the results are nice, but sometimes they're what I have right now, and that's really good, and sometimes you wish they're better, and you just got to stick with your process and keep showing up every day and improving.
And I know coming out of college, you're obviously billed as an outfielder with a ton of power, but the thing that's impressed me the most is your ability to use the entire field, especially going the other way, just two strikes, flipping singles the other way. Is that something you've always been comfortable with?
Yeah, that's my bread and butter. I've always been able to spray the ball to all parts of the field, and then, you know, the power is there. But that's one thing that normally surprises a lot of people, being a corner outfield that hits for power. The all parts of the field normally isn't something you expect, but that's probably the biggest part of my game as a hitter, just being able to spray the ball anywhere and just go with where the pitch is pitched.
And that certainly showed out on your first homer of your career, the fly ball the other way. Just kept on carrying, little 97 on the inner half, able to flick it the other way back at home. Getting that first homer, rounding the bases, touching home, and, you know, a journey that kind of felt like now it's kind of in the past. That moment signified that, okay, now we're back to baseball. What was that like?
Oh, yeah, you know, that was probably, you know, another moment where it's like, all right, like, get that first homer out of the way now. Now let's roll. You're back to your old self. You're back to plan. Put a ball in the yard now. Let's just keep on having some more fun.
Has anything surprised you here over the past 3 weeks?
No, not really. It's still the same game. It's professional baseball. You know, I play 6 days a week, whatever. And, you know, most of it I kind of expected just because I've been around a lot of guys that have played professionally and asked a lot of questions. So it's just another game. It's just baseball, so just a little bit of a higher level and better competition for sure.
And now, like you said, you're trying to play 6 days a week, you know, every day of the week out here, and you've been playing basically nine innings here over the past week or so. That's got to be nice that the shackles, for the most part, seem like they're slowly being removed a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Finally finishing out, like, my rehab progression, so it's good to roll out there and know I'm going to get to play the full game and not get pulled after four ABs because that's all I'm allotted for the day. So it's fun to go out there and know you're going to have the full game to go through your at-bats, whether that's you have a hot start to the game or maybe not a hot start. You know, there's a lot of ABs left, and you got to keep your focus and just keep showing up to the plate every AB.
When you were on a limited at-bat count, how often were you checking the lineup, looking at the inning, trying to figure out, okay, am I going to squeeze one more at-bat in here?
A decent amount. I was always trying to see because they'd put me on like seven innings, four ABs. So it was normally whatever I got first. So I was always always looking at it like, okay, I may only play until the 5th or the 6th. If I get my 4th AB or like whatever. So but that's part of coming back from injuries. It's what you got to do so that way you can build up and be in game shape to go and play out the rest of the season.
And one moment that stuck out to me relatively early on in your time here at the Shorebirds was that Sunday game against Salem. The comeback in the 9th inning, you come up with a 2-out, 2-run single. Clutch moments like that typically don't come around here for Shorebirds this season all that often. For you to step in like that, you know, knowing that it's been a rough season record-wise for the Shorebirds, what was that like?
It's a lot of fun. You know, all ABs kind of count the same, but you know, when the game's on the line and you help put your team up there, they're more important. And, you know, especially, you know, once you get down the 2 strikes and it's like, all right, like, you strike out, that's the game, or you get a hit and give your team the lead. So those are the really fun moments of baseball that you always want to be the one at the plate when the game's on the line. And, you know, I enjoy those moments. They're a lot of fun.
Well, Heston, we're certainly happy to have you here at the Shorebirds. Congrats on the good play thus far, and thanks for the time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Zelenik here with you. Shorebirds and Fred Nats getting ready for game 3 of 6 here this week. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup's about to come your way. A couple of changes for the Shorebirds as individually Anthony Servideo and Mishael DeSona had each been scratched on both Tuesday and then Wednesday. And they were both supposed to be in the lineup today, and they were both scratched again about an hour apart. DeSone scratched just moments ago, so this is the new Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Shorebirds. Luis Valdez leads it off. He'll play left field. Heston Kerstad, the DH, bats second. Elio Prado in center field bats third. Trenton Gregg, the right fielder, is the cleanup man. Frederick Ben-Kosme, the shortstop, bats fifth. Noelbert Romero playing second base and batting sixth. Isaac De Leon plays third base, batting seventh. Roberto Martinez, the first baseman, hits eighth. And Creed Willems does the catching, batting ninth, rounding it out for Davey Cruz, making his first start of the season for the Shorebirds. What that means for the Shorebirds with both DeSone and now Servideo on the bench, given that they weren't good to start, that probably means that Shorebirds are running with a one-man bench, just Mishael Montecon. Flip side for the Fred Nats, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup, leading it off with Jacob Young in right field. Viondel Pena, the second baseman, bats second. Jeremy De La Rosa in center field bats third. Steven Williams is the DH. He'll be the cleanup man. Sammy Infante, the third baseman, bats fifth. Brandon Bossier, the first baseman, bats sixth. Alan Barrios, the catcher, hits seventh with TJ White behind him, hitting eighth and playing left field. Yoander Rivero, the shortstop, bats ninth. Rounding out for Brian Caceres on the mound for the Fred Nats. Your starting pitching matchup, Davey Cruz for the Shorebirds. No record, a 3-even ERA. Brian Caceres on the mound for the Fred Nats. He is 4-3 with a 4.75 ERA here this season. The Shorebirds 1-4, 22-48 here on the season, 1-4 in the second half. Fred Nats 4-1 in the second half, 37-34 overall. Shorebirds on a 3-game losing streak trying to snap it tonight. Fred Nats on a 3-game winning streak. Shorebirds will try to end that. Go ahead, step aside one final time as we're ready for the national anthem. On the other side of this break, first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Perdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball is here.
Counter a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Virginia Credit Union Stadium, it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Welcome, everybody, here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Shorebirds and the Frednats ready for Game 3 of 6 here in this series. Frednats have taken the first two. Shorebirds trying to stem the tide and snap a three-game losing streak against Brian Caceres out on the mound for the Frednats. He's the starting pitcher for Fredericksburg, and this is the defense that lines up behind him to start this one out. It's T.J. White out in left field. Jeremy De La Rosa is in center. Jacob Young in right field. And then on the infield, Sammy Infante at third. Yoandi Rivero at shortstop. Fiondel Pena is at second. Brandon Bossier at first base. And Alan Berrios does the catching for Brian Caceres. Caceres 4-3 with a 4.75 ERA. Here this season, 60 2/3 innings, struck out 56 and walked 20. He actually leads the league in a category, a rather dubious one at that. He leads the league in hit batsmen. He's hit 10 this season. Hasn't hit any more than 2 in one game, but he's been pretty dang consistent about it, hitting a batter basically every start that he's made. On the season now, Caceres making his 13th appearance, his 12th start. Shorebirds send Valdez, Kerstad, and Prado to the plate here in the first. Frednats in their home white uniforms. For the first time here this week, Frednats in red across the front, red numbers on the front. Same for the names and numbers on the back. White pants and the all-red cap, or rather red cap for the Frednats with a navy blue bill. Shorebirds in the alternate black. D-Bird logo on the left chest. Orange piping up the middle with gray pants. And they'll be rocking the D-Bird logo hat all black once they take the field. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Chris Janke. His crewmate is Juan Gomez down the first baseline. And it's an absolutely gorgeous night for baseball just south of Washington, D.C. Mid-80s right now. A couple of clouds pepper the sky behind us. But above the ballpark, nothing but blue skies ahead. Luis Valdez, switch hitter, stands in from the left side. Caceres starts from the stretch, hands together at the belt. His first pitch of the game. Valdez takes a fastball, top of the zone for a called strike. And we're underway right on time at 7:05. Valdez coming off of a four-hit game yesterday. Boosting his average to 263, takes an 0-1 down and in. Ball and strike. Now an OPS at 668, two homers, 11 driven in. League leader in stolen bases with 34. Caceres from the belt, leg kick the pitch. And Valdez a high chopper down the first baseline. Bossier waits back for the third hop, gobbles it up and takes it to the base to retire Valdez for the first out here in the game. Frednats pitching has been very good here this week, although they were relatively lucky yesterday. The Shorebirds had the same number of hits as the Frednats, 13 of them. But Delmarva stranded a season-high 15 runners on, going in abysmal 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Here's Heston Kerstad, the DH. First pitch to him. Kerstad swings, pops it up, out of play, third base side. Strike one. Kerstad on an 11-game hitting streak, our pregame guest, now hitting .423. OPS over 1,000, one homer, 10 driven in. From the left side, Caceres, the righty, fires home. And Kerstad takes, just a little low with the fastball. Ball and a strike. Caceres, just a three-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, changeup. Outfield straight away. Infield plays Kerstad to pull the pitch. Kerstad out in front, swings and misses. Got a fastball there. Just wasn't expecting it at 89. Caceres, all red glove. Matches top of the hat. Same Frednats red. 1-2 pitch, and Kerstad swings and misses way out in front of the fastball. As it's almost like Caceres throwing under the speed limit there. 90 with the fastball, Kerstad not exactly used to that. Got him out on his front foot. Got him out an arm side run to it. Play a little two-seamer running away. So two outs, nobody on. That brings up Elio Prado, the Shorebird center fielder. Prado with two driven in yesterday, one for four. The pitch, fastball down and away for ball one. Two outs, nobody on, top of the first here from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Prado hitting 267, 684 OPS. Here's the pitch. Prado takes, fastball down the middle, one and one. Just nine pitches here in the first for Caceres thus far. Prado now five RBIs after driving in two yesterday. Here's the pitch. Prado takes, fastball inside corner at the knees. One ball and two strikes. Prado taps the plate, outfield straight away, infield straight up. No score at top of the first. Here's the pitch. Prado takes, two-seamer running down and in. Two balls, two strikes. The other thing with the Shorebirds' late scratches of Servideo and Deson leaving them with a short bench, I certainly hope then that Prado in his rehab here is due to play a full nine today. The pitch. Prado swings and lifts it in the air to deep left center field. Center fielder De La Rosa over, gets under it, and puts it away for the final out here in the first. 1-2-3 inning for Brian Caceres to kick off his night. On to the bottom of the first. It's Delmarva nothing and Fredericksburg coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bomb of the first here from Southern Virginia. Shorebirds go down in order in the top of the first. Fred Nats come to bat in a scoreless game against Davey Cruz on the mound for the Shorebirds. Cruz making his first start of the season. Made his first appearance with the Shorebirds last week against Lynchburg. Going three innings, allowing three runs, one earned. Back on the 24th. Pitches today, his first start, 5'11", 154 southpaw, 18 years old. Signed just last year by the Orioles. Works from the third base side of the rubber. Deals to Jacob Young to begin his night. And the first pitch is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Cruz sitting at 92. Defense behind Davey tonight. It's Luis Valdez in left. Elio Prado in center. Trenton Craig in right. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Ball and a strike. De Leon's at third. Ben Cosme at short. No Albert Romero over at second. And Roberto Martinez at first base. Creed Willems does the catching. Wind up, here it comes. And Young takes just off the inside corner. 2-1. Young had himself a whale of a ball game last night. Finished 4-for-5 and would have had a shot at the cycle. At least one more crack at it in the bottom of the eighth had he not been pulled early by manager Jake Lowry. The pitch, he swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield, Frederick Ben Cosme calling for it. And the shortstop puts it away for the first out here in the first. A lot of Fred Nats fans remember what went down in seventh inning of yesterday's game. A couple of drop pop-ups. Every ball put up in the air here today, I think you'll hear a lot of fans trying to get in the heads of some Shorebirds infielders and outfielders. Trying to see whether or not they can influence play again. Here's Viondel Pena, switch hitter batting right. The first pitch takes a fastball down and in for ball one. One out, bottom of the first. Shorebirds and Fred Nats scoreless. Cruz, slender lefty, lifts into his windup the pitch. And Pena takes a fastball in the inside corner, 1-1. Pena hitting 267, 799 OPS. Didn't really get in on the fun yesterday for the Fred Nats. Went 0-4, scored a run after walking. Here it comes. And Pena swings and swats it foul down the left field side. Makes the third base coach Jake Lowry dance out of the way. Ball and two strikes. Cruz peeks in over his glove. Into the wind, here it comes. Breaking ball down and in. Counts even at 2-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Cruz into his rock. Here's the pitch. And Pena launches one deep down the left field line towards the corner. That's a foul ball. Hooks up into the seats. Nice grab made by a fan up there. Count stays even at 2-2. Cruz fires home. And Pena, a ground ball up the middle to his left. Then Cozme Field spins, throws, not in time. Just late. A whale of a play by Ben Cozme, but Pena able to beat it. That was bang, bang at first. It was just a little bit of a double clutch by Ben Cozme. After he spun, he tapped the ball to glove one more time, and that cost him. Pena, an infield single, the first base runner of the game. That brings up Jeremy De La Rosa for a left-on-left matchup. Pena at first, one out, bottom of the first, no score. Here's the pitch. And De La Rosa swings and drills one. Deep out to left, chasing Valdez back onto the warning track. He backpedals and makes the catch, chasing Pena back to first. Second out of the inning. So a loud out for De La Rosa. That brings up the DH, Steven Williams, getting his first at-bat of the week. Didn't start any of the first two games. His first action since back on the 25th last week for the Fred Nats against Salem. Pena had first a big lead. Here's the pitch. And Williams can't lay off a breaking ball down the dirt. Cruz gets him to wave away at it. Good chase pitch. It's 0-1. Two outs, bomb of the first. Pena at first base, scoreless game. Williams, no homers, 11 driven in, hitting 245, 674 OPS. Cruz from the belt, throw over to first, and Pena darts back to the bag. Nice little hold move from Cruz there. Shadows right now covering about half the infield, the entirety of the infield grass, but no further than that. As the baseline between first and second still splashed in sunshine. It's 0-1 on Williams. Open stance from the left side of the pitch. Breaking ball backs up onto the inside corner. No balls, two strikes. Cruz trying to author a scoreless first. Send us to the second. With nobody having cracked the scoreboard. 0-2 pitch, Pena runs, breaking ball in the dirt, Willems blocks it, no chance. They get a throw off the second as Pena swipes the bag without a play. For Pena, that's his 21st stolen base of the season. He's only been caught once. That was slightly expecting Pena to run there. 0-2 count on your cleanup batter. If you get thrown out, get to reset next inning. Now in scoring position. One ball, two strikes. Cruz deals, and the breaking ball chopped foul down the first base side. We stay at a ball and two strikes. Pena walks his way back to second. Williams back to the box with a big, deep breath. Williams flashes the signs. Cruz leans in, glove on his front knee. Now comes ready at the belt. No look to second. Here's the pitch. And Williams takes a called strike three. Even crossed up Williams, the catcher, who is able to hold on to it. Put a good enough frame job on. Williams down on strikes, and that does it for the Fred Nats here in the first. On to the second. No score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game, and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
On to the second inning here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds and Fred Nats scoreless after an inning of play. 4, 5, and 6, two up for the Shorebirds. Trenton Craig, the DMV native, leads it off. Trenton spending his high school years here in the area. Went to DeMatha Catholic as well as Lee and Washington High School. Brian Caceres back to work. The righty from the stretch. His first pitch to Craig is a fastball that sinks down and in for ball one. Caceres retired the side in the first. Ground out, strikeout, fly out. Now Craig leads off the second. Two homers, 21 driven in, hitting 252. The pitch, he swings and dribbles it to the backstop. One ball and one strike. Craig with a 754 OPS, and wrapping up today what has been a very productive month of June. Right now his slash line for the month sits at 316, 441, 421. Homer, 13 driven in. The pitch just off the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Craig 1-for-4 last night. Trying to find his power stroke again. Like might have noticed for his line in the month of June, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. Three balls and one strike. Craig has been getting on at a good clip. He has average above 300, but his power has not really come into play quite yet. 3-1 pitch, and Craig swings and pounds it on the ground, foul third base side. Count moves full. Craig on the season, just 6-8 extra base hits total, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 2 homers. Caceres, first base side of the rubber, leans in for his sign, sees something he likes, comes set. The 3-2, and Craig gets a chopper back with the middle towards center, and that's into center for a base hit. Shortstop Yoander Rivero can't flag it down, and Craig aboard at first. First of the game for the Shorebirds, a leadoff single here in the second. So that brings up Frederick Ben-Cosme, Freddie Base Knox. Lo and behold, Freddie Base Knox with two of them yesterday. 22 for his first 60 with the Shorebirds. That's a 367 average. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. He swings and fouls it off right over our heads in the press box. Lands on top of the roof, will spin about. Strike one. Ben-Cosme with 22 hits, just one of them. An extra base hit, one double. Here's the pitch. Ben Cosme swings, hits it on the ground to third. Speared by the third baseman, Infante throws to second. One, relay to first in time for a 5-4-3 double play. Nicely turned by Infante, who was playing in on the grass, so had to go down to a knee to spear a hot shot one hopper. Took his time, threw from his knee to second. Starts the 5-4-3 double play. Just like that, Craig's leadoff single thrown to the side. So two outs, nobody on. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero hitting 226, 675 OPS, 7 homers, 27 driven in. Here it comes. Romero swings, hits a weak ground ball out to second. Second baseman Pena gloves and throws to first. Retire Romero and Brian Caceres has faced the minimum through two innings. On to the bottom of the second. It's Delmarva nothing and Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second here from Fredericksburg. Shorebirds nothing, Frednats nothing. Sam Jelinek here with you. Sammy Infante leads it off for the Frednats here in the second, 5, 6, and 7. Two up against Davey Cruz. Brian Caceres on the other side for the Frednats has faced the minimum thus far. And Cruz will try to face just one over the minimum through two. He gave up a single to Viondel Pena back in the first, stranded him at second. Infante leads it off, batting fifth. Carolina League leader in homers with 15. He's driven in 47. 238 average, 816 OPS. Left on right matchup. Cruz from the third base side of the rubber. Offers up, and the first pitch. It's breaking ball down and in for ball one. Cruz high black socks. Black glove with tan laces on it. The neon logo across the wrist. The 1-0. Fastball is up and away. 2-0. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. 2-0 on Infante. Went 1-for-4 last night, but scored 3 times. Willem sets up middle in. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball right down the middle. Would not have expected Infante to take that pitch. And lets it go by 2-1. Cruz the windup. Now the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, 93 from Cruz. It's 2-2. Cruz's velocity and his stuff as this outing goes on is something to keep an eye on. We saw as he got into his third inning against Lynchburg last week, and his velocity dropped off a cliff. The pitch. Infante takes just inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. It was that third inning where Cruz gave up 2 of his 3 runs. Three and two on Infante to begin the second. The pitch. He swings and hits it high in the air out to center. Prado a false step in. Now backtracks. Gets under it and makes the play. Center fielder puts it away for the first out here in the second. Brings up the first baseman, Brandon Bossier. Fossier was the star of the show yesterday for the Fred Nats. One homer, 32 driven in now in the season. He drove in four last night. The pitch, slider, misses just outside for ball one. Fossier had an RBI single as well as a bases-clearing double, driving in three. Third rounder out of Arizona last year. The 1-0. Fossier swings and skies it out into shallow left. Shortstop Ben Cosme out, caught off by the left fielder Valdez. Puts it away in shallow left. And there's two away here in the second. Two out, nobody on for Alan Berríos. Shorebirds and Fred Nats scoreless here in the last of the second. First time Berríos has appeared here in the series. 20th game overall. Hitting 255, 724 OPS. One homer, three driven in. First pitch to him. Takes a breaking ball down and in. Ball one. Now I come to think of it, the one homer and three driven in for Berríos, both are actually, all those stats are from just one swing. 1-0. Berríos swings, foul tips it, held onto by Willems. One ball and one strike. It was a three-run homer off of Daniel Fetterman. Back at home, Purdue Stadium, Berríos hit it off of Fed. That accounts for all of his offensive production this season. The 1-1. He swings and rips it on the ground, foul down the third baseline. One ball and two strikes. T.J. White on deck if we get that far in the inning. One ball, two strikes on Berríos. No score, bottom of the second. Berríos wide open stance from the right side, spreads his legs. Hands held up over his head. Crews the windup and the pitch. And the breaking ball is hit out to right. Craig scampers back a step, settles under it, and puts it away for the final out here in the second. Three fly ball outs for Davey Cruz. Fires a 1-2-3 second. On to the third, no score after two, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh, I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's fireworks and a Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. On to the top of the third, no score after two between the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats here from Fredericksburg. Brian Caceres back to work. Caceres 4-3 on the season. Caceres picked up his fourth win of the season in his last start. Allowed four runs in 5 1/3 on four walks, three hits, striking out five against Salem. That was back on June the 24th. Isaac De Leon leads off the third and takes a first pitch fastball just a hair low for ball one. Caceres, seeing the Shorebirds for the second time this season, took the loss against Delmarva, 1-0. De Leon way out in front, nearly corkscrews himself into the earth. Big swing and a miss, 1-1. Back on May 18th, Caceres allowed five runs on six hits, striking out seven. The pitch, De Leon out in front again, waves away at the fastball. Ball and two strikes. De Leon, a late entry into the lineup, was supposed to have the day off. Instead, starting tonight, playing third base, the pitch just off the inside corner. 2-2, De Leon, three homers, 29 driven in, hitting 197, 668 OPS. 7-9 due up here in the third for the Shorebirds. Caceres has faced the minimum thus far. From the stretch with nobody on, the pitch. De Leon takes a fastball up and away. 3-2, and a potential big walk here for De Leon. He's now tied for the league lead with Nico Cavadas, who is now at high A. So De Leon, if he can walk here, would have sole possession of the most walks in the Carolina League. 3-2 pitch. And he takes low, ball four. There it is. De Leon with his 55th walk of the season in his 61st game. Now stands alone atop the Carolina League leaderboard for most walks. This one begins the third inning. Brings up Roberto Martinez, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Martinez, a two-hit game yesterday, his final two at-bats. The pitch takes outside for ball one. Was 0 for 3 with three strikeouts and then laid down a bunt base hit. Before in the ninth, it looked like he almost got hit on the hand. Then the very next pitch, he lined a single to center, showing that he was feeling okay. The pitch, it's up high. 2-0, and Caceres all of a sudden dealing with some command issues. De Leon at first, nobody out, top of the third. Third baseman, Infante plays in on the grass. Here's the pitch. Martinez takes, down low, fastball can't find the zone. Three balls, no strikes. Martinez now hitting 250 with the Shorebirds through 11 games. That's 9 for 36. One homer, four driven in. Caceres from the belt. Fires home. And fastball misses down and in for ball four. Four easy takes for Roberto Martinez. After Brian Caceres retired the first six to begin this game, he's walked back-to-back batters, and that elicits a meeting with both his catcher and now the pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan, comes out to join him. Shorebirds threatening first and second, one out, and the 9-0 hitter Creed Willems coming to bat. Fred Nats have not really had to use their bullpen too much here this week. They had to use one more guy than they would have liked yesterday as Cody Greenhill left after just a third of an inning with an injury. But Brendan Collins finished that game off, going 2 2/3 without allowing a run. Ended up earning the win for his trouble. So Willems due to hit. First and second, nobody out. Conversation on the mound finally adjourns. And Willems ready to go against Caceres. First and second, nobody out. Creed snapped an 0 for 20 slump yesterday with a base hit, went 1 for 5. Now hitting 143, 455 OPS, two homers, 10 driven in. Left-handed batter way back of the box, feet close together. Here's the pitch. He takes a fastball on the outside corner. No balls, one strike. Middle infield at double play depth, outfield straight away. Caceres from the belt, the pitch. And it's a breaking ball missing down low. One ball, one strike. Caceres readies up. Light kick, the pitch. And Willems swings and drives it out to right center field. De La Rosa over towards the alley. Center fielder makes the catch, fires it back in. De Leon stays put at second. And even though Willems hit it hard, De La Rosa able to flag it down. That's the first out here in the third. Tough, rotten luck for Willems. The lineup flips the top now in Luis Valdez. Valdez rounded to first, his first time up. Infield shifts around for him. Third baseman Infante plays in on the grass. Middle infield at double play depth to the pull side. No score, top of the third. Here's the pitch. Valdez takes a fastball just outside for ball one. Shorebirds looking to strike first for the first time this week. fell behind, haven't actually led for a single pitch so far in the series. 1-0. Valdez swings and tops it foul. First base side out of the reach. The first base coach, Danny Fajardo, gave it a really good effort. Give him credit. So 1-1 on Valdez. A four-hit game last night. 4-for-6. 4 singles. Second time this year. Second time this month. He's had a four-hit game with all 4 hits being singles. Did it against Salem a couple of weeks ago. Move back to second. And De Leon barely gets back in. Daylight play, Rivero, the shortstop darted back to the bank. Caceres spun and threw. And De Leon back in with a headlong dive, able to beat it. Barely. Counts 1-1 on Luis Valdez. Here's the pitch. Just off the outside corner, fastball can't find the zone. 2-1. It's a very tight strike zone tonight for Chris Jahnke. And I think Caceres is starting to feel a little squeezed by it. Valdez ahead in the count, 2-1. Kick and the pitch. He swings and rifles it into left field. That's a base hit on a hop. White has it in left. So De Leon has to stay put at third. But now the relay throw in is booted back into left by Infante. And De Leon comes in to score. A brutal error for the Fred Nats there. As the throw in from White short hopped on Infante. He tried to pick it and ended up kicking it all the way back into left. De Leon scores, and it's 1-0 Shorebirds here in the third. I think that error will end up going on White and left for the short hop throw. But Infante, normally as shorthanded as they come at third, tried to go with a little flick of the wrist to scoop it, and scooped it all the way back into left. Single for Valdez, he's 1-for-2. Now Heston Kerstad takes a fastball at the bottom of the zone for strike one. Martinez stays at second. Valdez aboard at first. De Leon scores on the error. Now Kerstad, 0-for-1 tonight. The pitch takes a fastball way inside as the jackknife out of the way. 1-1. Kerstad on an 11-game hitting streak. Way back of the box, open stance. Caceres, the righty, deals home. And Kerstad takes up high. 2-1. It's only been one game this season that Heston Kerstad has not recorded a hit. His third game of the year against Salem, that Tuesday morning game. Head in the count here, 2-1. The pitch. And Kerstad swings, grounds it through the right side and on into center, a base hit. Martinez comes in to score, going to third. Valdez, throw cut off on the mound by the first baseman Bossier, and make it a 12-game hit streak for Heston Kerstad. An RBI single, his 11th RBI of the season, and the Shorebirds lead it 2-0 here in the third. Some of the clutch hitting that the Shorebirds lacked yesterday. Already matched as many hits as they had yesterday with runners in scoring position just here in the inning. Still rallying, first and third, one out for Elio Prado. Prado flied to center his first time up. The pitch. He swings and hits a little cue ball to first, coming in to grab at the first baseman, Bossier. Nobody's covering first, and Prado is safe. Valdez scores, and it's 3-0 Shorebirds here in the top of the third. A brutal miscommunication between Bossier and Caceres. They both came to the ball. Nobody was covering first. On a little squibber to first, Prado and RBI single. Third straight hit for the Shorebirds. They lead it 3-0. Now Trenton Craig, the cleanup man, trying to keep it going. First and second, one out. The pitch takes a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Just one of those weird in-betweeners halfway between the mound and first. Both Bossier and Caceres committed to the ball, and nobody was there to cover first base. 1-0 pitch. Craig swings and grounds it to the hole at short. Shortstop Rivero picks it up, throws to second. One relay to first, just in time for a silky, smooth 6-4-3 double play that gets Brian Caceres out of the jam. The Shorebirds strike three times RBI singles for Heston Kerstad and Elio Prado. On to the bottom of the third. It's Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song. I love these nachos. I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's Fireworks and Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Bomb of the third here from Fredericksburg. Shorebirds now with a 3-0 lead over the Fred Nats, first time this week. The Shorebirds have the lead over the Fred Nats. 8-9-1 due up for the Nationals. DJ White, Yolanda Rivero, and Jacob Young. RBI singles in the top of the third for Heston Kerstad and Elio Prado, paving the way for the Birds. Davey Cruz through two innings, struck out one and allowed just one base runner on a single. White, switch hitter, bats from the right side. Cruz into his wide. Here's the pitch to White. Swings and fouls it back for strike one. And it seemed like that inning for the Fred Nats devolved in the same way that the Shorebirds' seventh inning yesterday ended up spiraling out of control. Now, Shorebirds ended up giving up 6 runs in that seventh inning yesterday. 0-1 to White. Takes a fastball at the knees inside corner for strike two. Shorebirds were able to push across 3 in the top half of this inning. Still, nonetheless, things like that happen to every team. Cruz the windup, lefty deals home, and White a half-hearted swing, can't lay off a fastball up and out of the zone. Cruz strikes him out here to begin the third. Nicely done by Davey Cruz against another player, one of the few that Cruz will face this year, who is also 18, albeit for White just for another couple of weeks. Second strikeout for Cruz, and that brings up Yonder Rivero. Shortstop for the Fred Nats, batting ninth from the right side. First pitch. He swings and hits it towards the right center field gap. Craig on the run. He lays out and reels it in. What a play by Trendon Craig. Racing into the right center field gap. He lays out full extension and takes away a hit from Yoandre Rivero. Smattering of applause from Craig's family and friends all here in attendance. And the Shorebirds defense a night after a disastrous showing, putting on a clinic here today. Two away here in the third. Back to the top of the order. Here's Jacob Young, the pitch. Fastball, top of the zone, inside corner. Strike one. Young popped out to short his first time up. Right-handed hitter. Cruz into his wind, the pitch. Fastball misses just high for ball one, and since allowing the single to Viandel Pena back in the first, Cruz has now set down 7 in a row. 3-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the third. Cruz the rock, here's the pitch. Skips in the heater, actually clipped the home plate umpire Chris Janke, got him on the arm, and he immediately walks out towards the mounds, checking out his hands. Taking a look at the replay here. Let's see where it got him. Yep, just got him right on his hands. had his hand resting on his knee, just like how you tell a catcher to set up with their hand either behind their leg or behind their back. Chris Jahnke kind of forgot to do that there. Caused himself a good bit of grief with the pain. So 2-1 on Jacob Young, top of the third, two outs, nobody on. Cruz, the slender lefty, into his windup. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses just low. 3-1. Cruz, in his very brief career to this point, control has mostly been the biggest issue. It typically is for young pitchers. Pitch home. Fastball just off the inside corner. And Young walks here with two away, snapping Cruz's streak of 7 in a row set down. Last year, down in the Dominican Summer League, Cruz walked 24 in 45 innings, but struck out 63 in 45 as well. Good in the bat. Man at first, two outs, throw over to first, and Cruz, oh man, it looked like he picked off Jacob Young, but he barely dives back in. A snap throw move from Cruz, a quick step off, and oh, he had Young beat, but Martinez, the first baseman, never got the tag down. He was reaching for Young and couldn't find him. Oh, that is brutal for the Shorebirds there, and hopefully won't come back to bite them. All Martinez had to do was slap down the tag, but he went reaching and never found Young. First pitch to Pena. Fastball misses up high, bounces out of Willems' mitt. But Young hangs on at first, ball one. And Willems, halfway out to the mound, telling Cruz just to calm down a little. So they count 1-0 on Pena. Young over at first, a threat to run. So far in the season, he's stolen 25 bases. Pena, narrow stance on the right side, switch hitter. Cruz fires home, and Pena fouls it straight back for strike one. Davey with small dreadlocks peeking out the back of his cap. Comes ready on the mound, the pitch. Pena takes a breaking ball called strike outside corner. And Willems again almost looked like he was crossed up a little, sliding to his right to reel that one in. 1-2. Young at first, two outs. Cruz from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Pena goes down to a knee, floats it out to left, just foul. Down the line, almost Adrian Beltre-like, except he got it off the end of the bat. So not a whole lot of power behind it. Still 1-2 on Pena. And this inning going on a little bit longer than Davy Cruz would have liked. Had he been able to set down Young, he's probably at 34, 35 pitches through three. Instead, now he's at 41. And Pena ended up breaking his bat on that last swing, so gets a new piece of wood. 1-2 on Pena. Man at first, two outs, Shorebirds leading the Fred Nats, 3-0, bottom of the third. Cruz dangles the ball in his hand, leans in for the sign. Comes set, glove on his back hip, the pitch. And Pena slashes it out of play, right field side. And, oh, tough play by the usher. Tried to make the grab, hit off his hands, and fell down to the earth. I feel the pain. Tough play to me. At least he didn't drop it wearing a glove. That would have been embarrassing. Throw over to first, and Young's picked off. He takes off for second. Here's the throw, and it's too high. Sails into left, backed up by the shortstop, Ben Cosme. Young stays at second with what'll be a stolen base. Shorebirds had him picked off, but Martinez's throw from first was just airmailed to second. Young with his 25th stolen base of the season. And by the time that the throw actually hit Martinez's mitt at first, Young was about three-quarters of the way to second. That's what they tell you to do a lot. With a left-handed pitcher on the mound, just go on first movement. Because if they hang and hold before throwing over to first, there's a good chance that you can just swipe second on them, even if they do pick you off. So he's at second, two outs. And now the 1-2 to Viondel Pena. And he swings and fouls it back. We stay at one ball and two strikes. One and two on Pena. Young out at second, 3-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the third. From the belt, here's the pitch. And the breaking ball's down the dirt. Young takes off for third and makes it without a fly. Willems with a good block, but Young a better dirt ball read. Able to take third, another 90 feet. He's there with two away. Count now even at two. On to the Andel Pena with Jeremy De La Rosa on deck. Third baseman De Leon plays tight to the bag. Here's the pitch. And Pena breaks his bat on a liner over the head of Young at third and foul. As the barrel of the bat goes spiraling back towards the Fred Nats dugout. And Pena breaks his second bat of the at-bat. Young dropped all fours to avoid getting decapitated by that liner. So still, two balls, two strikes on Viandel Pena. Young dances away from third. Cruz from the belt, the pitch. And Pena swings and misses, and Cruz finally wins the battle, stranding Young at third to end the inning. Another scoreless frame for Davey Cruz. On to the fourth. Stelmarva 3, Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
On to the top of the fourth here from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Sam Jelinek with you, Shorebirds and Fred Nats. It's 3-0 Delmarva after three innings of play. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Shorebirds. Or beg your pardon, 5, 6, and 7. Looking at the wrong side of the scorecard. That'll certainly inhibit your ability to tell who's coming up. Ben Cosme, Romero, and De Leon due up for the Shorebirds. Ben Cosme bounced into a 5-4-3 double play his first time up. Shorebirds have already hit into two double plays tonight as maybe just a balancing of the cosmic scales. First pitch to Ben Cosme misses down and in for ball one after the terrible luck the Shorebirds had in yesterday's game. Then maybe, despite the two double plays they've grounded in today, they are leading 3-0. The pitch, Ben Cosme chops it down the first base line right next to the bag. Bossier gloves and steps on the base. Retire Ben Cosme for the first out here in the fourth. Ben Cosme now 0-2. One out, nobody on for Noelbert Romero. And if there are baseball gods who try to make sure that the scale is always balanced, well, haven't been doing a very good job of it this year for the Shorebirds. First pitch to Noelbert Romero. Fastball in the inside corner for strike one. It's Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg nothing here in the top of the fourth. Romero grounded to second his first time up. Right-handed batter the pitch. He swings and grounds it foul down the third baseline. Nice one-hand stab. The third base coach and manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., showing off his old playing chops. Fun thing for Felipe this season has been some of the travel. The pitch, Romero swings and misses. And Caceres sets him down on strikes, quickly two away here in the fourth. But Felipe has enjoyed the travel this year because a lot of the places where the Shorebirds have played this year, past members of both the Sally and Carolina League, were places that both Felipe and his brother Moises also played in. When we were in Augusta, Felipe was telling me about how Moises tore up Augusta while he was there with, back then, don't believe they were called the Green Jackets. I think they were the Augusta Pirates. First pitch to Isaac De Leon is cut on and missed for strike one. Two outs, nobody on. Shorebirds leading the Frednats 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is down the dirt. One ball and one strike. De Leon kicked off the rally in the third with his league-leading 55th walk of the season. Here's the pitch. He swings and belts one high and deep out to left field. White goes back, looks up. It's gone. A solo homer for Isaac De Leon. He stands and admires it to boot. His fourth long ball of the season. And the Shorebirds now lead it 4-0 here on the top of the fourth. De Leon knocks in his 30th run of the season, and the Shorebirds have a 4-0 lead. Now, Albert Romero already out with the O's home run. Shane drapes it on De Leon, and the Shorebirds feel in some kind of way here tonight. Here's the pitch to Roberto Martinez. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. How about this confident and jovial bunch? After getting shellacked back-to-back nights, the pitch, Martinez takes down and away. One ball, one strike. They come back tonight, giddy as can be, leading it 4-0. De Leon, his fourth homer of the season. Pitch to Martinez. He swings and foul tips it at the plate. One ball and two strikes. Martinez, switch hitter, batting left, trying to follow up De Leon's homer. You have to remember, De Leon wasn't even in the starting lineup today. The pitch, called strike three. Martinez down looking. Caceres, with his third strikeout of the game, ends the fourth. But Isaac De Leon, inserted into the lineup late, has made his impact felt. Two runs scored, and now a solo homer. Give the Shorebirds a 4-0 lead. On to the bottom of the fourth, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day fireworks extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. On to the bottom of the fourth here from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Shorebirds now with a 4-0 lead over the Nationals thanks to Isaac De Leon's fourth homer of the season, a solo shot with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Gives the Birds a four-run cushion for Davey Cruz. Davey has allowed just two base runners, a single and a walk, and stranded them both in scoring position to win the first and third. Jeremy De La Rosa leads it off for the Fred Nats. 3-4-5 due up. Cruz has to be diligent here. Lefty into his wind, deals to the lefty at the plate, and the first pitch is a fastball just inside for ball one. De La Rosa, Williams, and Infante here in the fourth for the Fred Nats. First two are left-handed batters. The pitch, and De La Rosa rips it on the ground foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. De La Rosa flied out to deep left center field his first time up. Luis Valdez had a long way to run to track it down. Was able to make the play, though. Shorebird's defense has been leaps and bounds better than it was yesterday. A couple of very tough plays pulled off. A couple spectacular ones, too. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Cruz gets a big swing and a miss out of De La Rosa. It's 1-2. Trenton Craig with a diving grab out in right field. It's 1-2 on De La Rosa. The wind and the pitch. Fastball gets away from Cruz, misses up and in. De La Rosa dances out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Shadows now covering basically the entire ballpark at this point. The pitch. This is outside. 93 from Cruz, digging a little deep there. Counts full. He goes to the back of the mound, readjusts his shirt sleeve, wipes off his right hand that's in his gloves, some sweaty palms here on a hot night. No clouds up above right now, so no cover. 3-2. And De La Rosa chops it foul down the first base line. Cruz going to a breaking ball on 3-2 here to begin the fourth. He hasn't allowed a leadoff base runner yet tonight. Trying to avoid putting De La Rosa on. So we have seen Fredericksburg very aggressive on the base path so far in this one. Stolen two bases. 3-2. And De La Rosa, a chopper towards second. On the third high hop, Romero grabs it, flips underhand to first to retire De La Rosa for the first out here in the fourth. Brings up Steven Williams, the DH. He struck out looking his first time up. Williams, another left-handed batter. Open stance, hands held low. Cruz the rock and the pitch. And Williams takes a slider down and away for ball one. It's Delmarva 4, Fredericksburg nothing here in the bottom of the fourth. Cruz the windup and the pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Two balls, no strikes. 94 there from Cruz. Slim, wiry frame, a far cry from his older brother, Josue, who played with the Shorebirds earlier this season. Josue is listed 6'5", 250, the pitch. And Williams, a half-hearted swing, can't lay off, fastball outside. Tried to check it, went through. Home plate umpire Chris Janke said he went around. Two balls, one strike. Cruz into his wind, the pitch. And Williams, a full throttle, swings and fouls it back. Counts even at two. Two and two on William. Space is empty, one out. Cruz the wind, here it comes. And a fastball misses outside for ball three. Cruz's pitch count's starting to escalate now. He's had a couple of deep battles. Pena to end the third. De La Rosa here to begin the second, or to begin the fourth. 3-2 on William. The rock and the pitch. Fastball called strike three. On the outside corner. Cruz whittles the edge, gets Williams looking for the second time tonight. Two away here in the fourth, and Davey Cruz with four punch-outs here in this one. This outing has been just so far nearly immaculate for Davey Cruz through 3-2/3. Now Sammy Infante, the 5-hole hitter. The pitch home. Fastball on the outside corner. Letter high for strike one. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Frednats. Lefty deals home. And Infante takes down the dirt. Goes to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Infante, the league leader in home runs. 15 of them to this point. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and out of the zone. Cruz gets him to chase. 1-2. 94 from Cruz there. 62 pitches through 3 2/3. Trying to post a 1-2-3-4. Southpaw into his wind. The 1-2. And Infante swings and misses. Back-to-back strikeouts for Davey Cruz as he authors a 1-2-3-4. On to the fifth. The Shorebirds lead the Frednats 4-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day fireworks extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Four innings have come and gone between the Shorebirds and the Frednats, and it's the Shorebirds 4 and the Nationals nothing. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds through four innings have played as good of a game as you would have liked to this point. Isaac De Leon, a solo homer. Three runs in the third for the Shorebirds as well. Davey Cruz has fired four scoreless. And now Creed Willems leads off the top of the fifth. The first pitch to him, he golfs a high fly ball deep down the left field line. Left fielder White into the corner, puts it away for the first out of the inning. Ball had a ton of hang time. Willems just got under it a bit. First out of the inning recorded. Caceres has had just a couple of blips on the radar tonight, but they've been pretty big blips. Three straight singles in the third, following back-to-back walks to lead off the frame. Brought home three runs. First pitch to Luis Valdez. He swings, swats it down the left field line, slicing towards the corner. That'll go out of play. Strike one. Then the fourth, looked like he was back on track. A weak ground down and a strikeout. But then Isaac De Leon with a solo homer with two outs made it 4-0. That's where he currently stands. Valdez, switch hitter, batting left. He's 1-for-2. Pitch home. Fastball skips in. One ball, one strike. Valdez with a four-hit game last night. Building upon it here today, the pitch. Valdez swings and nubs it to the backstop. One ball, two strikes. Valdez has really liked playing away from Purdue Stadium. He's hitting .326 on the road. And 25 of his 34 stolen bases have come on the road as well. The pitch. He swings and chops it to the backstop again. Stay at a ball and two strikes. here in the month of June, Valdez's numbers basically identical to his numbers on the road, hitting above 300, but he struggled actually stealing bases. Pitch. Valdez swings. It's a worm burner right to the second baseman, Pena, down to a knee. Grabs it, throws to first, retires Valdez for the second out here in the fifth. In the month of June, Valdez just 10 for 16 stealing bases. He's been caught a couple of times, picked off a couple of times as well. It's definitely been a little bit harder for him now that people know that when he gets on, he is running. 2 outs, nobody on for Heston Kerstad. He's 1 for 2. The pitch. He swings and drives it deep down the left field line towards the corner. White goes back. It's off the wall and back in play. Kerstad around first, and he's into second with a two-base hit. Nearly poked it out of here. Kerstad off the top of the wall as it caroms straight back down. Have to settle for a two-out double. And Kerstad 2 for 3 tonight, his sixth double of the year. Yet another multi-hit game for Kerstad. That's now his eighth multi-hit game in his first 15 that he's played for the Shorebirds. He's at second now for Elio Prado. 1 for 2 with a single, the pitch. It's behind him, goes to the backstop. Caroms right back to Barrios. Kerstad takes off for third, and he's in with a feet-first slide. Barely. It's a stone backstop here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. And the wild pitch caromed right back to Barrios, who nearly threw out Kerstad. Able to take third on the wild pitch anyways, though. It's 1-0 on Prado. First pitch going to behind him. The pitch. It's down and away. One ball, or two balls, and no strike. Shorebirds leading it 4-0 here in the top of the fifth. Trying to add on one more. The 2-0. Prado takes a fastball in on the shoe tops. 3-0. Cleanup man Trenton Craig on deck. Maybe a green light for Prado, 3-0. Here it comes. And no green light there. Fastball misses inside, has to dance out of the way. Third walk of the game issued by Caceres. And there's men at the corners with two away for Trenton Craig. Fred Nat's bullpen about to get activated here. Somebody has just stood up, started stretching their arms. Craig, the cleanup man, 1 for 2. Singled and bounced into a double play. First and third, 2 outs. Shorebirds lead 4-0, top of the fifth. The pitch. Craig swings, and it's a slow roller towards third. Waiting back at it, Infante gloves, throws across to retire Craig, and Caceres gets out of the 2-out jam. On to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. Still Delmarva 4, Fredericksburg nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds are in town July 6th through the 10th at Purdue Stadium as they take on the Salem Red Sox. On Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Mike Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on Saturday, July 9th, it's fireworks and a special Shorebirds orange Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest and best fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Hi,
halfway home we go to the bottom of the fifth here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Frednats thus far. Brandon Bossier leads it off for the Frednats here in the bottom of the fifth. Bossier, Barrios, and TJ White. Two to hit for the Frednats. Cruz into his wind, the first pitch home. It's chopped on the ground to second. Backing up on it, Romero, second baseman, gloves, throws to first, and gets Bossier here to start the fifth on just one pitch, just what Davy Cruz was looking for. Now at 64 pitches through 4 1/3. Cruz's career high innings-wise is 5. He did that earlier this year down at the FCL first time. So we'll now try to do it again. Here's Alan Barrios, right-handed batter, and the first pitch slider misses just a little down and in for ball one. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Frednats here. Barrios, 0-for-1 tonight, the pitch. Barrios takes a strike down the middle. It's 1-1, and the Shorebirds, since they have scored 4 runs here today, you now win 40% off your entire order at Papa John's today and tomorrow at papajohns.com. 1-1, Barrios takes a fastball inside corner at the knees, 1-2. Use promo code BIRDS40, that's B-I-R-D-S 40-40, to get 40% off your entire order at your local participating Papa John's when ordering online. 1-2 pitch. Barrios takes down and in. 2-2. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Two and two, the count on Barrios. Cruz into his windup, the pitch. He swings, chops it back up the middle, next to the bag. The second baseman, Romero, able to flag it down, throw to first, and retire Barrios. Romero busy here to begin the fifth. Back-to-back putouts from second. And there's two away here in the frame, bringing up the eight-hole hitter, TJ White. White switch hitter batting from the right side. Struck out his first time up. Cruz has K'd 5 tonight through 4 2/3 scoreless. And his first pitch to White. Fastball in the inside corner. A 94. Cruz's velo right up there. As it was back in the first inning. Kicking the pitch. White takes a fastball down and in. Counts even at 1-1. Cruz through 4 2/3 has allowed just one hit and one walk. He's now retired 6 in a row. Slender lefty, 18 years old. Winds and fires. And White pops it out of play. Back to the screen. 1-2. One and two on TJ White. Cruz trying to cap off 5 scoreless. Here's the pitch. Slider misses down and in. Counts 1-2. Two and two on TJ White. Here it comes. Fastball misses way outside, slipped out of Cruz's hands. Count now full on the 8-hole hitter. 2 outs, bottom 5. Shorebirds 4, Frednats nothing. Delmarva with 3 1/3, 1 4. Cruz has held the Frednats just 1 hit. Willems calls for the fastball up. Here's the pitch. And a fastball is ripped to short and on into left field. A base hit. A line drive single to left for TJ White here with 2 outs in the fifth. Clears the bottom of the order and brings up Yoander Rivero to hit. Shorebirds bullpen still silent for now. Cruz at 75 pitches. That's a season high. Went 68 his last time out against Lynchburg. Rivero flied out to Trenton Craig and right his first time up was a stellar play. by Craig, diving, sprawling out to the right center gap. Here's the pitch. Rivero swings and hits a shot out to deep center. Prado waiting back in the center fielder is able to get to the spot and make the catch for the final out here in the fifth. Davey Cruz, with the start of his career to this point, five shutout innings, K's five onto the sixth. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Threadnats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. On to the top of the sixth here from Fred Nat's ballpark, now Virginia Credit Union Stadium. First pitch to Frederick Ben-Cosme is a fastball inside for ball one, and we'll have a hard time not remembering this place as Fred Nat's ballpark, given how often the Shorebirds came here last year when it was called Fred Nat's ballpark. Now Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 1-0 to Ben-Cosme. He swings and drills it. Deep straightaway center. De La Rosa going back. Gets turned around and is still able to haul it in deep in the left center field alley. What a play by the center fielder for the Fred Nats, stealing extra bases away from Ben-Cosme for the first out here in the fifth. Brings up Noelbert Romero, 5-6-7, hitting here in the top of the sixth for the Shorebirds. First pitch to Romero, he shows bunt, stabs at it, and misses for strike one. Shorebirds 4, Fred Nats nothing here in the top of the sixth. Brian Caceres into his sixth inning of work, right now at 72 pitches. Just two very big blips on the radar for him. 0-1. Romero swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Romero 0-2 tonight. But it was the three runs in the third for the Shorebirds, followed by Isaac De Leon, solo homer in the fourth. 0-2 pitch. Romero takes down the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Romero here in the month of June, kind of happy to see it be wrapping up. He's hitting under 200 in the month. The pitch. Romero takes a breaking ball down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Caceres threw 5 1/3 now, has struck out 3. He's also walked 3. Giving up 4 runs all earned. Here's the pitch. And Romero, able to just get a piece of it, swipes it to the backstop. Counts 2-2, and 95 there from Caceres, still with a little bit of gas left in the tank nearing the end of his outing. Romero, square stance from the right side. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down and in. Tried to golf it. Came up empty. Two away here in the sixth. There's still nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Actually, it looks like Preston Price may have just stopped warming, and I caught him at the tail end. So it might be Price coming on for the sixth. I can't imagine that Cruz, after reaching about 80 pitches, would be asked to come back out for the sixth. Here's Isaac De Leon, first pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner for strike one. De Leon, a perfect night. A walk and a solo homer, his fourth of the season. Didn't even plan on playing today. The pitch. Just down and away with the fastball, 1-1. Was inserted into the lineup as a very late scratch. After Michael Deson wasn't ready to go about 10 minutes before first pitch. 1-1. Sinker misses down and in, 2-1. De Leon put into the lineup hitting 7th. Walked and scored his first time up. That actually kicked off the third in that 3-run rally. The pitch. Two-seamer again runs high and tight. 96 from Caceres. 3-1. Fred Nat's bullpen all quiet out there. From the belt, the 3-1. And De Leon checks his swing. Oh, he went around, says the home plate umpire Chris Janke. And the count's 3-2. De Leon asking why he didn't get an appeal there. Kind of wondering the same thing. That didn't seem very clear that he went around. Oh, looking at the replay. I think Janke might have gotten it right. Credit where credit is due. Full count on De Leon. 2 outs, top of the sixth. The pitch, and De Leon dribbles it to the backstop. Stays alive. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Fred Nats, top of the sixth. Preston Price sprinting in from the bullpen back to the dugout. Looks like he's due to come on for the bottom of the sixth. 3-2. De Leon takes way outside. That is, in fact, ball four. Karam's off the backstop, back to the catcher Berrios, and De Leon takes a trot on down to first with now his 56th walk of the season. 2 outs, a man at first now for Roberto Martinez. Martinez 0-1, switch hitter batting left. De Leon at first, Shorebirds 4, Fred Nats nothing. Top of the sixth. Throw over to first, and De Leon back in with a dive. Caceres from the stretch. Runner at first. Comes ready at the belt. Looks at first. Now the pitch. And Martinez breaks his bat on a grounder inside the bag at third and down the line. Cut off before the corner by the left fielder White. De Leon to third, and Martinez into second with a feet-first slide as himself. A two-out double. Martinez more than happy with the trade of a bat for a two-base hit. His bat gets shattered on a fastball in on his hands. And Infante playing way off the line at third for the left-handed hitter. Martinez squeezes it in down there. Two-base hit. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan. This will allow the Fred Nats bullpen to get up and loose again. So it looks like that is Marlon Perez right now throwing for the Fred Nats. So the Shorebirds have Brian Caceres on the ropes here in the top of the sixth. Creed Willems at the plate, the 9-hole hitter, with a base hit can really make the Shorebirds feel comfortable. Delmarva on a 3-game losing streak have dropped the first two of this series, trying to find a way after getting shellacked in the first two games. And I mean absolutely throttled, 8-0, and then last night, falling by a score of 15-4. Shorebirds have flipped the script pretty well here tonight. Davey Cruz, a big part of that, 18 years old. Coming out, throwing 5 shutout innings against an offense that he just saw put up a combined 23 runs on the Shorebird staff. So second and third, 2 outs for Willems. He's 0-2 tonight, 2 flyouts. Right on left matchup, the first pitch. And Willems takes a fastball sinking outside for ball one. Willems taps the plate diligently, stares out at Caceres. From the belt, the righty authors up. And the two-seamer misses down and away for ball two. Luis Valdez, the top of the order on deck. Willems looking for a pitch to drive here. driven in 10 this season. Two on, two out. Now the 2-0. And Willems takes on the inside corner. Fastball finds the edge. 2-1. Caceres now at 88 pitches here in the evening. Down the hill, the 2-1. And Willems swings and fouls it back. Got a pitch to hit. Gave it a good rip. Just couldn't square it up. 2-2. It's all started with a two-out walk to Isaac De Leon. Martinez doubled him to third. And now 2-2 on Creed Willems. Caceres ready. Here's the pitch. And Willems fouls it back again. And Caceres has gone with nothing but fastballs here in the at-bat. Does he dare go to the off-speed here? The count even at 2. At 90 pitches, he knows that this is his last hitter. Reaching for everything he's got left. The 2-2 again. And Willems swings and misses. Two-seamer down and away. Willems swings over top of it. And Caceres strands two in scoring position to end the top of the sixth. On to the bottom of the sixth, the Shorebirds lead the Fred Nats 4-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bomb of the sixth here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. And the Shorebirds, with a 4-0 lead on the Fred Nats, have a tech net call to the bullpen. Preston Price is on. Davey Cruz is out after a phenomenal outing for Davey. Goes 5 shutout innings, allows just 2 hits, 1 walk, strikes out 5. And the first pitch from Preston Price to Jacob Young is a fastball in the dirt for ball 1. Price comes on, trying to hold down the fort with Cruz in line for his first Delmarva win. Preston making his 17th outing of the season. 1-0. Fastball down the middle, 1-1. No record for Preston, a 5.08 ERA. But he has saved 5 games in 5 attempts. This is not a save situation unless he goes the distance. Then it would be. 1-1. Young swings. It's a topper back over the mound. Second baseman Romero charges in, throws to first. Just in time to get Young for a dandy of a play here to kick off the sixth. Price on the mound went down to a knee to try to grab the number. Had it slide by him, and Noelbert Romero, playing up the middle, was just able to get rid of the ball in time and get Young. One away here to begin the sixth. Brings up Viondel Pena, switch hitter batting left. Price, the righty on the mound, crossed by Urset. Here's the pitch. Pena shows bunt, fastball in the dirt. Kicks all the way to the backstop for ball 1. Price, in 28 and a third innings, has struck out 23, walked 17. 29 hits, 23 runs, 16 earned. mostly fastball slider. 1-0. Pena takes a heater outside corner, 1-1, and that fastball has evolved. Preston was mostly four-seam. He's now throwing mostly a two-seam fastball. And in a very strange development that Preston himself can't really explain. 1-1. Two-seamer running away, swung on and missed, 1-2. His two-seam fastball has a greater average velocity than his four-seam fastball. He was sitting mostly 90-92 with the four-seamer. He's sitting 92-94 with the two-seamer, which that's typically not the case. 1-2 to Pena. Called strike three. Fastball inside corner. Price runs it from off the inside edge onto the black. Sits down Pena looking for the second out in the sixth. 94 from Price, and that's the trade-off he has with the four-seamer. Even though typically the velo drops for Price, it doesn't. And all of a sudden, he's got about 10 inches of horizontal movement, arm side run, on this fantastic two-seamer. Two outs, nobody on. That brings up Jeremy De La Rosa. Left-handed batter. Shorebirds lead 4-0, bottom six. The pitch, swing and a miss. Just blew a fastball by him for strike one. De La Rosa has flied to left and grounded to second. Shorebirds lead 4-0, bottom of the sixth. Price from the belt. Deep breath. Now the pitch. And it's chopped on the ground to the backstop by De La Rosa. 0-2. Haven't even seen a slider yet this inning from Price. Owen 2 on De La Rosa. Price looking for back-to-back strikeouts to end the sixth. He kicks the pitch, and De La Rosa, a chopper back up the middle to his right. Romero gloves second baseman, throws the first, retires De La Rosa, and Preston Price, a 1-2-3 sixth, sends us to the seventh. Stelmarva 4, Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Straffle and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Six innings have come and gone here from Fredericksburg, Virginia, and it's Delmarva 4 and Fredericksburg nothing. TechNet call to the bullpen begins the top of the seventh for the Fred Nats. Marlon Perez takes over for Brian Caceres. Caceres in line for the loss tonight for the Fred Nats. Gives up four runs over six innings, seven hits, four walks, and five strikeouts. Marlon Perez on in his stead. Perez coming into this one with a 1-2 record, a 5.29 ERA. 17 innings, has struck out 20, walked 5. 14 hits, 10 runs all earned. Opponents hitting just 219 against him. 5'10", 180 pounds southpaw out of La Habana, Cuba. Same hometown as Michael Montecón. Top of the order due up for the Shorebirds. Luis Valdez leads it off. Switch hitter bats from the right side now in the first pitch to him. He swings at a fastball up in the zone and fouls it back for strike one. Valdez 1-for-3. Singled and scored back in the third. Third baseman Infante a little bit further back than normal. The pitch. Valdez swings and misses. Breaking ball in the inside corner.
So and two. Perez wearing Oakley glasses with prescription lenses. Dreadlocks tied into a ponytail. The pitch. This is down and away. One and two. Hang out the back of his cap. Valdez leading off the top of the seventh. The rock and the pitch. And Valdez off the hands. Floats it out of play. Right field side. Stay at one and two. Perez hitting 95. Here to begin his outing. Shakes off one side, now into the rock, the pitch. And Valdez lines it out to left center field and deep. That'll drop in for a base hit, split the gap. Center fielder De La Rosa gets to it on the warning track. Valdez around second holds up there, and he kicks off the seventh with a two-base hit. And if De La Rosa doesn't cut that ball off on the warning track, that might not only be just a triple for Valdez, he might have been thinking about scoring. So he's at second to begin the inning for Heston Kerstad, who's already 2-for-3. For Valdez, that's his fourth double of the season. And now Kerstad, RBI single back in the third. He doubled in the fifth. Here's the pitch. He swings, breaks his bat on a one-hopper to first. Way off the line, Bossier grabs, flips to Perez, covering at the bag. Retires Kerstad. Valdez over to third, the first out of the inning recorded. Productive out for Kerstad there. And now a man at third and one out for Elio Prado, and we'll see how the Frednats defense lines it up. Looks like the middle infield starting to creep in here. Corners come in as well. Man at third, one out. Outfield straight away, left on right matchup. Prado 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Takes a first pitch fastball up and out of the zone for ball one. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead, top of the seventh, trying to build on it. The pitch just on the inside corner, 1-1. Perez not even at 10 pitches into his outing. Already a man at third, one out. Infield in the pitch. Prado takes a slider on his back foot, 2-1. Shorebirds struggled so much with runners in scoring position in last night's game. Tonight, they're 3-for-8. The pitch. Prado swings and fouls it back out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Perez working quickly. Hands at the shoulders. The pitch. Fastball a little high. 3-2. Cleanup man Trenton Craig on deck. Infield in for the Frednats. 4-0 Shorebirds, top of the seventh. The pitch. And Prado takes a called strike three. He flipped his bat back to the dugout. He thought that was ball four. Janky rings him up. That's the second out of the inning. Prado absolutely flabbergasted at the call. First strikeout for Perez out of the pen is a big one. Now Valdez at third, two outs. First pitch to Craig is a fastball up high. Ball one. Craig 1-for-3 with a single back in the second. He's gotten a hit in every game this week. Trying to drive in a run. The pitch swings and sends a screamer out of play up into the concourse. First base side. One ball and one strike. Ball and a strike on Craig. Valdez at third. Two outs. The pitch. Fastball off the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead, top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. And Craig fouls it straight back. Two balls, two strikes. Big insurance run over at third for the Shorebirds. Trenton Craig trying to drive in. Luis Valdez, the pitch, fouls it back. Able to stay alive at 2-2.
Perez, ball behind his back leg. Now comes Reddy shoulder high. The pitch. And Craig takes up high off speed pitch. Never came back down. Counts full. 3-2 on Craig. Perez, the southpaw, readies up. The 3-2. And Craig checks his swing. Appeal out to the field umpire. And they say Craig went around. Craig rung up on a tough check swing appeal. And that does it for the Birds here in the seventh. Now it is stranded at third to end the inning. Time to stretch on to the bottom of the seventh. It's Delmarva 4, Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Hope you had a good stretch on to the bottom of the seventh. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Fred Nats. Sam Jelinek with you. 4-5 and 6-2 up for Fredericksburg against Preston Price. Preston with a 1-2-3-6. Two ground outs with a strikeout sandwiched in between. Faces Steven Williams to kick it off. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts. Shorebirds with three runs in the third. Three straight singles producing runs. And then Isaac De Leon solo homer in the fourth. Left-handed batter at the plate in the first pitch to him. Price fires a two-seamer onto the outside corner for strike one. Took Preston just 10 pitches to set down the side in order back in the sixth. Righty from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. 1-1. Price gets his sign, comes ready. Willems sets up away. Here's the pitch. Two-seamer sinks down and in. Two balls, one strike. Two and one on Williams, kicking off the bottom of the seventh. Here it comes. Misses down low again, and Price, having some trouble with his landing spot on the mound, does a little bit of landscaping there. Time for a quick look at the Carolina League scoreboard. Nobody's gone final yet. Lynchburg and Salem right now on the top of the ninth. Right now Red Sox lead it 8-2. 3-1. Williams takes a called strike. Fastball letter high outside corner. Strike zone has expanded as the game's gone on. Kannapolis and Down East just in the end of three right now. Down East leads it 2-0. The pitch. Williams takes high and away. Ball four. That one clearly out of the zone. And Price walks Williams here to begin the seventh. Bottom of the seventh from Carolina. Fayetteville tied with the Mudcats at 1-1. Charleston, Myrtle Beach, they're in the bottom of the seventh as well. It's Myrtle Beach 4, Charleston 3. First pitch to Sammy Infante is a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Augusta and Columbia, Fireflies with a 5-3 lead, trying to win a fourth straight here this week over the, or third straight this week over the Green Jackets. Swept a doubleheader yesterday. The pitch. Infante swings. It's a slow roller to second. Romero fields, goes to second one. And Ben Cosme holds on to it there for just the fielder's choice. Fonte replaces Williams over at first base. 4-6 on the putout. So still a man at first. One out now. That brings up Brandon Bossier, the first baseman. Bossier 0-2. It's flied out to left and grounded to second. Price gets a new baseball out in the mound. Fonte ready to go at first. Had to put on his protective hand cover. Now ready to go. Leads away from first. Price takes his stretch. The pitch. And Bossier breaks his bat on the grounder by the stab of Martinez at first. And on into right field. Racing first to third. There goes Infante. And Bossier aboard at first with a base hit. Men at the corners and one away for the Frednats. Some wildcat on wildcat crime there. Both Price and Bossier, teammates at the University of Arizona. He's actually asking Preston about if he had talked to Brandon at any point this week. And he said, yeah, it was nice catching up with him prior to a couple of nights ago after the game. Alan Barrios now the hitter. First and third, one out. Barrios 0-2, the catcher hitting seventh. Price would love a double play ball to get out of the inning. Here's the pitch. Barrios takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. Shorebirds, they're not exactly thinking about it. They'd like it minimum a win. But if you're curious, the Shorebirds have not thrown a shutout yet this season. In some peril right now. First and third, one out. Bottom seven, the pitch. Barrios swings and hits it softly on the ground. Just foul down the third base line. 0-2. Owen to the count on Barrios. First and third, one out, bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. And Barrios tries to check his swing, appeal out to second, and Juan Gomez says no. And I can see Trenton Craig out in right throw up his hands, as that was basically the same swing he got rung up on in the top of the seventh. Barrios, a spread out stance, hands held very high. The pitch, he swings and ropes it foul down the third base line. 1-2. TJ White awaits on deck. 1-2 on Barrios. The pitch. He swings and lines it into left center field. That's down for a base hit. Infante comes in to score, throw back to second, and Bossier barely gets back to the bag with a head-first dive. RBI single for Alan Barrios. The Shorebird shutout bid is over. And now the tying run comes to the plate for the Frednats in the form of T.J. White. Barrios with his fourth RBI of the season. Now first and seconds, and one away as out to the mound goes Creed Willems to talk with Price, figure out how they want to attack White here. White 1-for-2 with a single back in the fifth. White has homered earlier in this series, a couple of doubles as well. Seven homers, 21 driven in now. Switch hitter batting left. Price the set, looks to second. The pitch. And White breaks his bat on the ground to third. De Leon spins, throws to second, and fired it by Romero into right. Bossier comes in to score, stopping at third Barrios, and it's a 4-2 game. First error of the game for the Shorebirds is a costly one. on what might have been a double play ball. Instead, an error, a run scores, and now first and third, one out for Yoander Rivero. De Leon just a little bit too much mustard on that throw to second. Romero couldn't catch it. It was a heck of a play by De Leon just to get to the ball in the first place. Going to his left, spinning and throwing. First pitch to Barrios. Fastball runs in for ball one. 1-0, the count on Rivero. It's flat out twice. 9-0 hitter. Slightly open stance on the right side. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. White at first. Not exactly a threat to run. Tying run, though. 4 for 5 in stolen bases this season. Infield back playing for two. Here's the pitch. And Rivero slashes it out of play. Right field side up into the concourse. 1-2. Top of the order on deck. 1-2 on Rivero. Here's the pitch. And he swings. It's a chopper towards short. Ben Kozmak loves. Throws to second. One relay to first. In time for a 4-6-3 double play that gets Preston Price out of the jam. Two runs do come in for the Fred Nats, though, as they trim the deficit in half. On to the eighth. It's Delmarva 4, Fredericksburg 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Seven innings have come and gone between the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats here tonight. And the Shorebirds now with a 4-2 lead over the Fred Nats. Two come in the seventh for the Nationals, but Preston Price rolls a 6-4-3 double play. Get out of the jam. Frederick Benkozme leads it off here in the eighth. Takes a first pitch called strike from Marlon Perez. A fastball down the middle. 0-1. Perez stranded a runner at third to end the seventh. And the 0-1 to Benkozme is rolled up the middle and into center for a base hit. Benkozme racing around first. He's trying for two. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Gets by the shortstop Rivero, and Frederick Benkozme catches the Fred Nats napping to steal an extra 90 feet, a leadoff double here on a grounder to center to open the eighth. You could see it developing. Benkozme's grounder into center almost died in the grass out there as De La Rosa went to pick it up. And Benkozme never took his foot off the gas around first. His second extra base hit of the season. He's at second to begin the eighth. Here's Noelbert Romero, the pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball one, and I think it is huge. And the Shorebirds got out of that jam in the bottom of the seventh, giving
the nightmarish seventh inning they went through yesterday. Hardy had an error in the seventh today that led to a run, and very easily it could have spiraled out of control again. The pitch. Romero swings. It's a floater out into shallow left. Shortstop Rivero out. He can't make the play. It drops in. Left fielder White picks it up. Van Cosme goes to third, and Romero safe at first on a bloop single to left. Just what the doctor ordered for the Shorebirds here to open up the bottom of the eighth. A double and a single, men at the corners for Isaac De Leon. One for one tonight, two walks and a solo homer with a chance to re-extend the Shorebirds' lead. Delmarva now leading the Fred Nats 4-2, top of the eighth. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. De Leon's homer back in the fourth, his fourth homer of the year. Shorebirds haven't scored since. Throw over to first, and back in standing, Romero with Ben Cosme slowly sneaking down the line on the throw over. Maybe Frederick thinking about a chance to swipe home. Nobody out. Top of the eighth, the pitch. De Leon takes another fastball down the middle. It's 0-2. Fred Nats play the infield back. Middle infield at double play depth. Third baseman Infante back at the bag by a step and a half. Bossier holds on. Romero at first. Perez deals. And De Leon swings and misses. Out in front of a breaking ball. Dropped down to a knee to try to get it. Still came up empty. One away here in the eighth. Shorebirds again have broken the 10-hit plateau. Back-to-back games, they've done that now. Brings up Roberto Martinez. One for two, a double, strikeout, a walk, and a run scored. Switch hitter bats right. The pitch. Swings and fouls it back and out of play. 0-1. Perez, southpaw on the mound. Pitch to scoreless seventh, stranding Valdez at third after a leadoff double. Trying to strand another leadoff double aboard here in the eighth. The pitch. This is down and in, 1-1. Perez has been working quickly since he entered the game. Comes ready at the shoulder. Snap throw over to first, and Romero back in standing. With Ben Cosme watching that throw every second out of Perez's hand. Perez shakes off his catcher once, now comes ready. Here's the pitch. And Martinez fouls it back, got a hanger of a breaker. Couldn't square it up, though. It's 1-2. One and two on Martinez. First and third, one out. 4-2 Shorebirds, top eight. The pitch. He swings and rolls it on the ground to third. Infante gloves, throws to second. One relay to first in time for an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. And for the second straight inning, the Shorebirds squander a leadoff double. 7.5 in the books. On to the bottom of the eighth. It's Delmarva 4, Fredericksburg 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Bottom of the eighth here from Fredericksburg. The Shorebirds with a 4-2 lead over the Fred Nats. After 7.5 innings, Preston Price gave up 2 runs in the seventh but mitigated the damage with an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. Top of the order due up, the first pitch to Jacob Young. It's a fastball down and away for ball one. Second time through the order for Price out of the bullpen. Got Young to ground out, lead off the sixth. Price actually retired the top three in the order in order. In the sixth, the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, 1-1. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen as far as guys who might be available after Price. Either be Yakir Rivera or Hugo Beltran. 1-1 to Young. He swings and lines it into center. That's a base hit. Prado plays it on a couple of hops. Young aboard at first. And Fred Nats quickly with the tying run coming to the plate here in the bottom of the eighth. Young now 1-for-3. Brings up Viondel Pena. Pena, switch hitter, batting left. He's 1-for-3 so far tonight. Singled back in the first, stole the base, and has struck out twice since. The pitch. Fastball misses up and away at 94. It's 1-0. Price at just 33 pitches. We've seen him go as many as 50 to 55. His longest outing on the season. He's done 3 innings twice. 1-0. Pena takes another fastball outside for ball two. Young a very big lead at first, but even how successful he is stealing bases, the Fred Nats really want to risk him maybe getting thrown out with just 6 outs left to play with. 2-0. Pena swings and skies it down the left field line. Towards the sidewall, Valdez gives it a look, but it's out of play. 2-1. The count on Viondel Pena. Jacob Young at first, nobody out, bottom eight. Shorebirds 4, Fred Nats 2. Here's the pitch. And Pena swings and drills it to straightaway center, but that's right at Prado. Backpedals a couple of steps and puts it away for the first out here in the eighth. 2 hard-hit baseballs here to begin the eighth. But Price has the first out of the inning recorded. But you can't leave that pitch that Pena just hit in the same spot to Jeremy De La Rosa. Nationals leader in OPS. Coming into today at 882. It's been held in check 0-for-3. And the first pitch is down and into him for ball one. De La Rosa hit a mammoth homer back on Tuesday night, his 8th of the season. Left-handed batter. Young at first, 1 out. The pitch. De La Rosa takes, just outside. Shorebirds needed that call badly, didn't get it. Tying run of the plate, 4-2 Shorebirds, bottom eight. Here's the pitch. De La Rosa takes, fastball on the outside corner this time. 2-1, 95 from Price, the hardest he's thrown this season. De La Rosa open stance, Young takes his lead. Middle infield at double play, depth the pitch. Fastball misses down low, 3-1. Steven Williams on deck. He kicked off the seventh with a walk against Price. Three and one on De La Rosa. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, and De La Rosa swings and blasts one. Deep to right and gone. A mammoth bat flip for De La Rosa as he heaves it high into the air back to his dugout A two-run shutout to right has tied this game at four here in the bottom of the eighth. His ninth homer of the season, and that baseball was pummeled. Price fell behind 3-1 on De La Rosa, challenged him, and De La Rosa just annihilated a baseball. Up into the playground that the Fred Nats have out in the concourse and right. First pitch to Steven Williams. Breaking ball misses off the outside corner for ball one. All square at four, bottom eight. Price on the stretch with nobody on. Here's the pitch. And Williams swings and pops it up. Out of play, third base side. One ball, one strike. Price wasting no time. Back to work. Here's the 1-1. And Williams swings, stings it out to left center field. Prado on the run. And the center fielder able to reel it in for the second out of the inning. But for Price, every ball in this inning has been hit on the screws. Two away. Brings up Sammy Infante. And although Price would put the blame at his own feet, Shorebirds have squandered back-to-back leadoff doubles in the seventh and eighth. First pitch to Sammy Infante on the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds had chances to extend the lead, came up empty multiple occasions. Now tied at four. Here's the pitch. Infante takes a slider outside. 1-1. Infante, the Carolina League leader in homers, the pitch. Fastball, called strike. Letter high, outside half. It's a ball and two strikes. Two outs, nobody on, now tied at four. Kicking the pitch. And Infante, it's a skyscraper out of play. Right side. Stay even at two. Price, a long look in, comes ready. Here's his 1-2, and Infante off the end of the bat. It's a squibber towards second. Romero gloves, gets rid of it quickly, and the second baseman throws out Infante for the final out of the inning, but the damage done. Jeremy De La Rosa, a two-run blast out to right. Ties the game at four. On to the ninth, tie game here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats.
Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Brand new ball game as we go to the top of the ninth here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Jeremy De La Rosa, a two-run moonshot, ties the game at four, bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds, after having a 4-0 lead, have seen it whittle away in the past two innings. 9-1-2 due up against the new arm of the mound, Todd Peterson. TechNet called the bullpen, relieves Marlon Perez, who somehow threw two scoreless innings, gave up two leadoff doubles, and stranded the three hits he gave up aboard. Ended up striking out three. So Peterson on in relief. He is on a rehab assignment here with the Fred Nats from the higher levels of the Nats system. First pitch to Creed Willems is a fastball down and away for ball one. Peterson drafted in the seventh round out of LSU back in 2019. He's 24 years old, making his ninth appearance of the season. The pitch, Willems swings and misses. It's 1-1. Last time out for Peterson, 26th against Salem, picked up the save. The pitch misses down and in. Two balls, one strike. On the year, Peterson, 10 2/3 innings, struck out 13, walked 3, giving up 15 hits, 4 homers. Ready into his wind, the pitch. Willems takes, fastball in the outside corner at 96, 2-2. 9-1-2 due up for the Shorebirds, who have 4 runs on 10 hits. Fred Nats, 4 runs, 6 hits. Peterson, the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball, backs up outside. Counts full. Shorebirds with a limited bench. Michael Montecone, the only one available. So if Willems reaches, there's nobody to pinch run for him. Payoff pitch. And Willems blasts it out of play. Stays alive, 97. On the outside corner. So 3-2 on Willems. Here to kick off the top of the ninth. Wind up and the pitch. Willems swings and misses down on strikes. Here to open up the ninth. And there's nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, which means Preston Price is going to come on for a fourth inning, which seems absolutely ludicrous. Price has not worked more than 3 innings in his professional career. Luis Valdez, the leadoff man at the plate, and he fouls it straight back for strike one. Shorebirds are asking a lot of Preston Price. Just over 40 pitches, so he's got some left in the tank. The last time he probably went 4 innings, 0-1. Valdez fouls it back again, 0-2. It was probably high school. 0-2 quickly on Valdez. He's 2-for-4. Singled in the third, doubled in the seventh, but was stranded at third. Switch hitter batting left, the pitch, and he slashes it right down the third base line. Foul. Stayed 0-2. On Valdez. The rock in the pitch. Valdez takes a heater up and away at 98 from Peterson. 1-2. Peterson, a deep breath, kicks and deals. Fastball misses up and away at 99. 2-2. Two and two on Valdez, the pitch. Breaks his bat on a flare just over the net. Third base side and into the seats. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Valdez gets a new piece of lumber. Evidently, I don't think Valdez had another bat. He's already broken one earlier tonight. Somebody goes and fishes one out for him real quick. Tied at 4, top of the ninth. Shorebirds led 4-0 after 5. But 2 in the bottom of the 7th for the Fred Nats. And then a 2-run homer for Jeremy De La Rosa. The bottom of the 8th, tied at 4.
2-2 again. And Valdez swings and misses. Pitch in the dirt. Catcher Barrios blocks it. Throws to first. Completes the strikeout. And there's two away here in the nine. Now Heston Kerstad, the last hope for the Shorebirds before we go to the bottom of the nine. Shorebirds 4, Fred Nats 4. Delmarva trying to avoid a four-game losing streak. Kerstad 2-for-4 tonight. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back to the top of the screen. 0-1. These are the types of at-bats Kerstad says that he loves. Late inning, high pressure. He came through against Salem a couple of weeks ago. We keep the ninth inning alive here for the Birds. 0-1. Swings and sends it screaming to the backstop again. 0-2. 1-0-1 from Peterson. Not sure if that gun's hot or not, but whew. So 0-2 on Kerstad. Shorebirds and Fred Nats tied at 4, top of the 9. Here's the pitch. And Kerstad grounds it down the first baseline, just foul. Stay at 0-2. Again, nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. It'll be Preston Price when we go to the bottom of the 9. 0-2 pitch. Kerstad checks his swing, and the pitch hits him on his back foot. They'll peel the swing just in case, but I don't think he went around. And Kerstad takes off the shin guard, elbow guard, and walks on down to first. That got him right on his toe of his back foot. Thankfully, that's the molded part of the cleat. So he'll stay in the game. And he's aboard representing the go-ahead run here in the top of the ninth with Elio Prado digging in. Prado 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the third. Peterson from the stretch. Here's the pitch. And Prado fouls it back for strike one. Shorebirds and Fred Nats tied at 4, top of the 9. Fred Nats with all the momentum. Scored 2 in the 7th, 2 more in the 8th to tie it. Here's the pitch. And Prado again, big hack, fouls it back. It's quickly 0-2. The count on Prado. Man at first, 2 outs, that's the go-ahead run. Here's the pitch. And Prado takes a slider in the dirt, gets through the legs of Barrios towards the backstop, and Kerstad up to second, representing the go-ahead run. Now a base hit maybe gives the Shorebirds the lead. Barrios got down to block it, but it went just through the five hole. Tied at 4, top of the 9. 1-2 on Elio Prado. The set and the pitch. And Prado lines it on one hop to second. A spear by Pena on his knee. Throws to first, retires Prado, and keeps this one tied. A phenomenal play by Viandel Pena on a one hop screamer. And we go to the bottom of the 9th, tied at 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds.
With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Last in the ninth between the Shorebirds and the Threadbats, Delmarva and Fredericksburg tied at 4-all. 6-7-8 due up for the Threadbats against Preston Price after his fourth inning of work. The first pitch to Brandon Bossier. It's a fastball swung on and missed for strike one. Bossier and Price, teammates in college. Bossier won the first matchup between them with a single back in the seventh, ended up scoring. Left-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. And Bossier foul tips at the plate off of Willems. So and two. Fred Nats with two runs off of Price in the bottom of the seventh, and then two more in the bottom of the eighth on Jeremy De La Rosa's two-run homer. Tied it at 4-all. Oh and two on Bossier. Price to the ready. Here's the pitch, and Bossier winds it into right center field. That's in for a base hit. Craig punts it off in the alley. Bossier around first. Here's the throw to the bag, not in time. It's a leadoff double for Brandon Bossier. So he gets the best of his college teammate again, and the Fred Nats with a winning run at second to begin the ninth. Price right now at 52 pitches. His season high is 55. He's never gone more than three innings in his professional career. There's Alan Berrios, an RBI single his last time up off of Price. Corners play in, guarding against the bunt. Winning run at second for the Fred Nats. Tied at four, bottom nine. Here's the pitch. Berrios shows bunt and pops it to the backstop for strike one. So the Fred Nats wanted to get the winning run to third base with one out. T.J. White, eight-hole hitter on deck, but one of the best eight-hole hitters in the league. OPS above 800, despite being just 18 years old. 0-1 on Berrios. Price set. Righty fires, Berrios squares, pops up the bunt again down the first base line, and Martinez, the first baseman, makes the catch in foul territory for the first out in the ninth. Just abysmal execution from Alan Berrios. So the winning run stays out at second for the Fred Nats, and that brings up T.J. White. White, 1-for-3. Switch hitter batting left. Winning run at second, bottom nine. Here's the pitch. White takes a fastball just outside for ball one. And there's still nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. So it is live by Preston Price or die by Preston Price here in the bottom of the ninth. 1-0. Two-seamer runs down and away. Ball two. Price picks the dirt behind the rubber. Now retoes it, first base side. Bossier at second, the winning run. 2-0 on White. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two-seamer down and away, got on a chase. And it's 2-1. Then Cosme shadows the runner out at second. Price doesn't even give him a look. Now he does. Fires home. And White, a dribbler down the first base line, foul. 2-2. Yoander Rivero, the nine-hole hitter, is on deck. Two balls, two strikes. Price deals home. And White takes, breaking ball outside. Counts full. No harm, no foul here if you walk White. The 9-0 hitter on deck.
3-2 on White. Winning run at second, bottom nine. Here it comes. And White swings and misses. Price battles back from 2-0 down to strike out White, and there's two away here in the nine. Second strikeout for Price out of the pen. And that brings up Yoandir Rivero. One more hurdle for Price to clear after giving up the leadoff double to Bossier. Tied at four, bottom nine, Shorebirds and Frednats. Game 3-6 this week. Frednats have taken the first two. The pitch on the inside corner. Changeup drops in onto the edge. Oh and one on Rivero. 0-3 tonight. Here's the pitch. And Rivero off the end of the bat. Dribbles it to the backstop. It's 0-2. Winning run at second, two outs. 0-2 on Rivero. Price set. Kicks and throws. And Rivero fouls it back. Stays alive. Price got Rivero to bounce into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play back in the eighth. That came with men at first and third. Game hanging in the balance then. Shorebirds had a 4-2 lead. Now tied at four, bottom nine. Winning run at second, two outs. The 0-2 again. And Rivero swings and misses. Chased a slider down and away. Price gets him and strands the winning run at second. And we're going to extras. On to the 10th. Tied at four here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
On to the 10th. Here from Fredericksburg, Virginia, it's the Frednats 4 and the Shorebirds 4. 9 innings, not enough to settle this one tonight. Briggs Threadgill comes on in this TechNet called the bullpen to relieve Todd Peterson, who stranded the go-ahead run out at second to end the top of the ninth for the Shorebirds. Got a hard hit ball off Elio Prado that Beyond Del Pena made a spectacular play on. But now Threadgill has the 10th, automatic runner out at second. That'll be Prado with Trenton Craig due to hit. So Threadgill comes on in this TechNet called the bullpen. On the season, Threadgill 4-1 with a 3.08 ERA, making his 20th appearance. 26 and third innings, has struck out 27 and walked 7. 24 hits, opponents batting .233 against him. Prado at second to begin the frame, nobody out. Craig at the plate, 1-for-4, the cleanup man. Corners creep in a little, guarding against the bunt. Here's the pitch. And Craig swings, hits it back to the mound. Threadgill looks Prado back to second, throws to first. Retires Craig in the first out of the inning recorded. Shorebirds have put a runner in scoring position in each of the past four innings. Past five, actually, going back to the fifth. Stranded runners at the corners in the fifth, second and third in the sixth, third in the seventh, first and third in the eighth, and then second in the ninth. First pitch to Frederick Bencosme is down and away, gets through the legs of Barrios to the backstop, and Prado gets to take second. A brutal wild pitch at this juncture puts Prado at third with one out, and the infield will come in now for the Frednats. Bencosme 1-for-4 with a double back in the eighth. That was a hustle double. Now just needs to squeak a ball through the infield to bring home Prado and give the Shorebirds the lead. Right on left matchup, Threadgill from the letters. Here's the pitch. And Bencosme, a chopper foul down the first base line. And Prado running on first contact. 1-1. Bencosme's driven in 9 this season. A 10th gives the Shorebirds the lead. Threadgill first base side, the pitch. He swings and pops it up just over our heads in the press box. Out of play. 1-2. Noelbert Romero on deck. Infield in for the Frednats. Tied at 4, top 10. And Bencosme calls time and steps out. Prado takes his lead at third. Infante close to the bag. Threadgill to the ready. Here's his 1-2. And Bencosme lines it to first. Grabbed by Bossier. Throw back to third. And they double off Prado. 3-5 line drive double play. And the Frednats get out of the 10th scoreless. On to the bottom of the 10th. It's Delmarva 4, Fredericksburg 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the 10th. Shorebirds and the Frednats still tied at 4. Delmarva had their chance with the ghost runner out at second to begin the frame. Line drive double play ends any thought for the Shorebirds of scoring. Frederick Bencosme lining out to first. Prado gets doubled off a third. And now the Frednats with a run can complete what will be potentially a 4-run comeback. It'll have to be against Hugo Beltran, though. So he replaces Preston Price on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Price, career-high 4-inning outing tonight. Gives up 4 runs all earned, 5 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. And Hugo Beltran will try to avoid his third straight loss Hugo 3-3 with a 3.49 ERA this season. He struck out 29 and walked 9. Back-to-back losses. Last week, game one against Lynchburg on Thursday, allowed 2 runs, both unearned, and 3 1/3. Then prior to that, took the loss on that Sunday at Salem when the Red Sox walked it off, coming back to beat the Shorebirds. Starting at second, Yoandre Rivera. Jacob Young at the plate, the leadoff man. The corners crash in early for the Shorebirds. Beltran, the righty, comes set, fires home, and no bunt from Young. Swings and misses at a breaking ball down and away for strike one. So 0-1 the count on Young. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a single. Beltran comes set. 6-1, 190 righty. Fires home. And Young chops on the ground towards the hole left side. Ben Cosme gloves, throws to third, and they tag out Rivero. What a heads-up play by Frederick Ben Cosme against the lead runner. Young safe at first and one gone in the inning. A base-running blunder by Yoandre Rivero. Chopper in the hole that short. Ben Cosme got to it on the backhand, and he had no play at first. There is no chance he's throwing out Jacob Young. But Rivero taking off for third. Ben Cosme flips to De Leon. He applies the tag. One away here in the 10th. Now Viandel Pena, the pitch. Pena swings and misses for strike one. So Young aboard on the fielder's choice. Got to keep an eye on him. He'll probably try to run. Represents the winning run. The pitch. And Pena chops on the ground to first. Martinez grabs on the infield grass and returns to the bag to retire Pena. Up to second goes Young. The winning run now at second with 2 outs. Same situation as last inning for the Frednecks. Pena falls to 1-for-5. And now Jeremy De La Rosa. De La Rosa tied this game back in the 8th with a 2-run bomb out to right. It's 1-for-4 tonight. And the Shorebirds are going to intentionally walk De La Rosa to pitch to Steven Williams. Heads up move by Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. So it'll instead be up to Williams here. Williams on the night, he's 0-for-3. Walked back in the 7th, left-handed batter. Winning run out at 2nd, that's Jacob Young. Blazing speed, De La Rosa at 1st, he doesn't matter. Right on left, match up the pitch. It's down in the dirt, blocked by Williams. Young takes off for 3rd, and the throw not in time. Wild pitch sends Young to 3rd. And now the winning run 90 feet away for the Frednecks. Wild pitch, pass ball, error, a balk. Wins it for the Frednecks. Delmarva 4, Fredericksburg 4, last of the 10th. Beltran comes to the high set on the mound. Here's the pitch. And Williams swings and fouls it back and out of play, 1-1. And with a left-handed hitter up, I'm surprised Martinez at first is still holding on De La Rosa. Even though you still want that force out with 2 away, I think it might be more in the Shorebirds' favor to have him playing back, give him more range. 1-1. Williams swings, lines it into left. That's down for a base hit. And Steven Williams walks it off of the Frednecks. Jacob Young scores from third, and Fredericksburg completes their 5-run comeback. They win it in the 10th. Final score is Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 4. Steven Williams gets mobbed out in right center. And the Shorebirds blow a 4-0 lead. Give up 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, and the Frednecks walk it off with a run in the bottom of the 10th. Your final score is the Fredericksburg Nationals 5, the Delmarva Shorebirds 4. Go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Final score one more time. It's the Frednecks 5 and the Shorebirds 4. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Back here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, Sam Jelinek here with you. Time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. A tough pill for the Shorebirds to swallow tonight as they play six really good innings. And then the wheels come off down the stretch. Shorebirds blow a 4-0 lead. And the Fred Nats end up walking it off in the bottom of the 10th after the Shorebirds unable to convert, leaving runners on in the 6th through 10th innings. Men in scoring position. And the Fred Nats come all the way back to win it. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Shorebirds scored first for the first time here this week. 3 runs in the 3rd inning. Heston Kerstad an RBI single. Elio Prado an RBI single. Luis Valdez had a single that resulted in a run as well, thanks to a little bit of a mishap on a throwback in from left field. Shorebirds added another in the 4th. Isaac De Leon with a solo homer out to left. This made it 4-0 Shorebirds, but unfortunately, that's when the faucet was shut off for the Shorebirds. They didn't score after that, and that proved to be a sticking point in tonight's game. Fred Nats didn't score against Davy Cruz as he threw 5 shutout, but they finally got to Preston Price with 2 runs in the 7th. RBI single for Alan Barrios, and then a fielder's choice resulted in a run thanks to an error on a throw to second. And the Fred Nats cut it to a 4-2 deficit. They closed the deficit in 8th. Jeremy De La Rosa with a 2-run homer out to right, tied it at 4. Shorebirds threatened again in the 9th, had the winning run or go-ahead run out at 2nd with 2 outs, and nothing came of it. And then in the 10th, after Preston Price stranded the winning run at 2nd to begin the 9th inning, Shorebirds had the phantom runner out at 2nd, and Frederick Ben-Cosme lined into an inning-ending 3-5 double play to squash the Shorebirds rally. Hugo Beltran nearly got out of it in the bottom of the 10th. First and third, 2 outs, but Steven Williams, a line drive single into left, wins it for the Fred Nats as they come back from all the way 4-0 down. Final line scores in this one for the Shorebirds, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, they strand 8. They go 4-for-16 tonight with runners in scoring position. Fredericksburg, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, they strand 7. Riggs Threadgill is the winner, improves to 5-1. Hugo Beltran takes the loss. He falls to 3-4. Started this one at 7:05. We finished at 9:46. Time of game, 2 hours and 41 minutes, in front of 3,714 tonight from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 22-49 in the season. They are 1-5 in the second half, 11-28 on the road this season, and they have lost their 4th in a row. Fred Nats now 38-34. They are 5-1 in the second half, 19-14 at home. And they have now won 4 straight here in the second half of the season. Shout out to Davy Cruz. As we said, 5 shutout innings. His start will fall by the wayside thanks to the way this game unraveled. But Cruz goes 5 shutout innings, allows just 2 hits, 1 walk, and strikes out 5. In his first Delmarva start, he was stellar. Let's go ahead and get you some scores from people and places that you care about here tonight. For the Shorebirds, looking at the rest of the Carolina League, some finals to tell you about. Salem an 8-2 win over Lynchburg. Red Sox with 6 in the top of the 7th to blow that one open. In 10 innings, Carolina walks it off on Fayetteville 2-1. Down East and Kannapolis right now in the top of the 7th. Down East leading the Cannonballers 4-1. Myrtle Beach defeats Charleston by a final of 8-3. Augusta and Columbia tied at 6. Right now they're headed to the top of the 10th and see if they can come out with a winner sometime soon. Birdland update, never got to it during the game. Orioles are off today. Bowie, a 15-5 romp of Richmond as they get homers from Kobe Mayo, J.D. Mundy, and Hudson Haskin. It's Drew Rahm picking up the win with 5 solid innings. Aberdeen, a 6-3 win over Winston-Salem. Billy Cook goes yard twice. Peter Van Loon with his 8th win of the season. Nick Roth, his 4th save. Norfolk, they lose to Gwinnett 10-5 earlier today, but in the loss, Dylan Harris, a grand slam, his 3rd homer of the season at the AAA level. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Same time, same place, 7:05 first pitch on Friday night here from Fredericksburg, Virginia at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Shorebirds will trot out Edgar Portes to the mound. Edgar 0-2 with a 4.80 ERA this season. Fred Knapp's going with Mason Denneberg. He is 0-1 with a 5.60 ERA here this season. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. I'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, big thank you from me to you for sticking it out for tonight's broadcast. Shorebirds' valiant effort tonight come up just a little bit short at the tail end with the Fred Nats walking off on them. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. Your final score one more time. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals 5, the Delmarva Shorebirds 4. Fred Nats walk it off in 10 innings, handing the Shorebirds their 4th consecutive loss. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. So until then, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.